Over the last sort of couple of weeks together as a church, as we've gone through Advent, we've been looking at some of the incredible messages that were actually brought around about that first Christmas time. One of the messages that came first of all was to Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth. Zechariah and Elizabeth had been longing, waiting, hoping that they might have a child, and yet they'd got to an age whereby they'd passed those childbearing years, and yet they still hoped. And their prayer was still alive. God answered their prayer in an incredible way and actually said to them that they would have a son, even in their old age. And that son would be a special son. Now, those of us who are parents, you hope, don't you? Or grandparents. You pray that your child would grow up and be safe and would be well and maybe would get a good job and maybe be successful in some way. Well, Zechariah and Elizabeth were promised from God that their son would be a great prophet. And not only a prophet, but a prophet that would make way for the Messiah coming. Do you know, they were filled with such joy at the news of that message. Mary received a message as well, again from an angel. Now, this was quite a startling message, and she was very afraid, and understandably so. She was told by the angel Gabriel that she would actually bear the Messiah. Now, every Jewish girl right the way through had been waiting, hoping, promising, maybe it would be me, pick me, pick me, maybe it might be me that would bear the infant child. Well, Mary was chosen by God. When she heard the news, understandably, she would be afraid because she was only a young girl and she'd never known a man before. How can this be so? And she had the assurance, the promise from God himself that this would be God's doing. And that through her, the Messiah would be born. There's a third message that actually came as well. It was the message to Joseph. Joseph, who was a good guy. He was one of those good men, ladies, that you'd love your daughters to marry, you know. Good in so many different ways. And when he discovered that Mary was pregnant and it wasn't his, according to their law in the day, he could actually have her killed. But he didn't want to do that. He was going to divorce her secretly, but within that divorce as well, there was something true of the Jewish law in the day. He would make provision for her and the child for the rest of his life, their lives. That's a good man, isn't it? He was righteous in everything he did. And when the message came to him, the message came that, Joseph, this is nothing that Mary has done, but this is something that God has done. And when he is born, this child, you will give him the name Jesus. Now Jesus was not in the family line. But Jesus meant Savior. And because of that message, Joseph and Mary were prepared to really suffer some incredible hardship as they went all the way down to Bethlehem and the mockery and the humiliation that all happened till eventually they got to that place and the baby was born, and we celebrate that this time of year. But there's a fourth message, and actually it's this fourth message that I love the most. It's the message from those angels. And the reason why I love this message is because this message was for all people. Ben alluded to it this morning in some of the things he was saying at our nativity. But let me just remind you of what the scripture says. It says, an angel of the Lord appeared to them. These were to the shepherds who were out on the fields watching their flocks by night. And the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. And you would be, wouldn't you? The very Shekinah presence of Almighty God there, you would feel overwhelmed. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for I bring good news that will cause great joy to all the people. For today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you that you will find him wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And then suddenly, another message. As the angels of the Lord appeared, praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those in whom his favor rests. It's a nice thought, that, isn't it? Peace. Wouldn't it be lovely this Christmas time if there was peace around the world? Wouldn't it be great if there was peace in Aleppo? Peace in Afghanistan? In Darfur? Peace in Eritrea? Peace maybe in North Korea? Peace around the world? Wouldn't it be lovely if there was peace? Wouldn't it be lovely if there was peace in our homes this Christmas time? Is your home a bit like mine sometimes? Absolutely mad. Busy and so many things happening. As the children have got older, it's not as mad as it used to be. But it used to be making sure that you had those things. And, you know, even though you were trying to do what was right, there was always a bit of conflict, wasn't there? You know, within that conflict as well, sad news. But you know, this time of year, the suicide rate is at its highest. There are many people who for Christmas, this Christmas, there'll be no peace because it'll be a lonely Christmas because they've lost loved ones. Peace at Christmas? Sounds nice, doesn't it? You see, the peace that God offered to men and women was not just a ceasing of conflict between individuals, between nations, between you and your better half or your worst half, as the case might be. No, the peace that God brought at Christmas time was a peace that we can know between ourselves and Him. Now, sometimes we actually don't even realize that we're actually at conflict with Him. We think that some of the things that happen in our life is just because of situations, because of circumstances, because the way I was brought up, the way I live, the way people react towards me, or for whatever it is. But you know, so much of the conflict that we actually have in our life is because we don't have a right relationship with our Heavenly Father. And we lack that peace. The reason why we lack that peace, let me tell you, this is what Paul said about it many, many years ago. He said, you are dead in your transgressions. You're dead in your sin, in other words. And because of that, you walk formally according to your own ways, according to the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is working against you so that you will be disobedient to the things of God. Among them, we all, Paul was saying, I also was part of that as well. Aliens to God, living our own lives as we please in the flesh. And that's the thing that brings the conflict between man and God. It's this. It's almost like if you could imagine an archer drawing his bow back. And as he draws the bow back, every single time he tries to hit the target, he misses it. Because that's what Paul said. He said this, we've all sinned and we've all come short of God's expectations, God's glory. And because of that, whether we realize it or not, we're in conflict with God. But let me remind you of what Christmas brings. It brings a Savior. That Savior means someone to deliver us, someone to free us. Deliver us from what? Deliver us from God's wrath. Deliver us from that disease, that thing which exists between ourselves and God. To free us from that, to free us from the shackles of disease within our own hearts. But you know, to have a Savior, you need to be aware and to admit that you need saving. And that's the thing. You see, it's lovely, and it is lovely, the thought of the Christ child born in the manger. And it's a lovely thought, and we all want to accept the truth of the baby born. But what we don't always want to accept is the implications of what that Savior brought. The implications that we should believe in all that He came to do, that He would one day die on the cross for us in order to pay for our sins, in order to make us right with our Heavenly Father. Peace on earth. Does sound nice, doesn't it? You know, one day, the Bible actually speaks that it will happen one day. Let me again read from you from the scriptures. This is a future scripture prophesied through Isaiah, but Isaiah was looking forward. He said, this will happen. The shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse. That's Jesus himself, because he was born in that line. A branch from the root of the fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and of fear, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by his eyes, nor will he the decisions by his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the poor. He will decide the fairness for the afflicted of the earth. He will strike the earth with his rod. Also, righteousness will be the belt around his loins and faithfulness about his belt. And when he brings about this kingdom, it says this, that the wolf will dwell with the lamb and the leopard would lie down with the goat. The calf and the young lion will and the fatling together, and the little boy will lead them. And also a cow and a bear will graze, and the young will lie down together. The lion will eat with the straw of the ox, and the nursing child will even play by the side of the nest of a cobra and be safe. In other words, there will be perfect peace across the whole world. Just as the waters covers the sea, so will the righteousness of God cover the whole earth. That sounds like a good day, doesn't it? So it goes on to say there'll be no more crying, no more war, no more tears, no more suffering, no more glasses, no more walking sticks. There'll be peace. Sounds nice, that, doesn't it? But only those who know the peace of God now because of the gift of the birth of the Savior can have that real everlasting peace. And so our prayer for you that this Christmas time, that this will not just be a nice evening together, a nice message, but it would be a reality to each and every one of us, that we would know real peace. You know, to know the good news, you need to know there's bad news, don't you? And the bad news is that we've all failed and we deserve God's wrath. But the good news is this, there is a Savior whose name is Christ the Lord. And I pray that we would know the peace of God this Christmas time through the Lord Jesus Christ, who is your Savior.